Hey everyone, this is Esther and welcome to another edition of HCast Mini. As we're continuing in the book of Luke, the chapters that we're reading today speaks of how Jesus is telling the people that there isn't much time left before his second coming and that they need to do good. The verses that we're looking at today is Luke chapter 17, verse 28 to 35. And it says, "And the world will be as it was in the days of Lot. People went about their daily business, eating and drinking, buying and selling, farming and building, until the morning Lot left Sodom. Then fire and burning sulfur rained down from heaven and destroyed them all. Yes, it will be business as usual right up to the hour when the Son of Man returns. On that day, a person outside the house must not go into the house to pack. A person in the field must not return to town. Remember what happened to Lot's wife. Whoever clings to this life will lose it, and whoever loses this life will save it. That night, two people will be asleep in one bed. One will be taken away, and the other will be left. Two women will be grinding flour together at a mill. One will be taken, the other left." These verses talk about the coming of the kingdom in the last days, and that people will be caught unaware until the very last moment of the rapture. Recently, Pastor Rick Seward talked about the financial crisis and how it is linked to the shifting of the economic balance to bring us so much closer to the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. With the imminent coming of Jesus, we must not be caught off guard. Time is getting shorter and shorter each day, and we must learn to live our lives in tune with the life that Jesus has called us to live. We cannot afford to slacken, for there are still so many souls out there in the world. Our family and friends, even strangers who have yet to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. On top of the urgency of reaching out to souls, we must also remember that we should look even more unto God in the coming days ahead. Although the time is short, we can still start today. We can start living our lives not for ourselves but for the glory of God. Instead of putting time in video games or television, we can have a longer quiet time with God. Focusing on the less important things in life would rob us of the sight to see God's impending coming. Spending time with God and doing more of God's work would focus us for the coming of God. Let's also increase the urgency of spreading the gospel to the ones we care for. We can start taking the active step into praying with people for their needs or sharing a scripture with them. Being the light of the world, we should now grab the opportunity of burning brighter in such difficult times. Let you today start preparing for the coming of God in body, mind, and soul. Know what he wants you to do and go about doing his work so that we will be ready when the trumpets of heaven sound. Press on towards the finishing line, for the time is near. God bless all of you.